Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. I'm Bill Crowder, and I titled our reading, Landing Spot. The impala, a member of the antelope family, is able to jump up to 10 feet high and 30 feet in length. It's an incredible feat and no doubt essential to its survival in the African wild. Yet in many impala enclosures found in zoos, you'll find that the animals are kept in place by a wall that's merely 3 feet tall. How can such a low wall contain these athletic animals? It works because impalas will never jump unless they can see where they'll land. The wall keeps the impalas inside the enclosure because they can't see what's on the other side. As humans, we're not all that different. We want to know the outcome of a situation before we move forward. The life of faith, however, rarely works that way. Writing to the church at Corinth, Paul reminded them, "We live by faith, not by sight." Jesus taught us to pray in Matthew 6, "Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." But that doesn't mean we'll know his outcomes beforehand. Living by faith means trusting his good purposes, even when those purposes are shrouded in mystery. In the midst of life's uncertainties, we can trust his unfailing love. No matter what life throws at us, we can make it our goal to please him. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 6 through 10. Therefore, we are always confident and know that as long as we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord, for we live by faith, not by sight. We are confident, I say, and would prefer to be away from the body and at home with the Lord. So we make it our goal to please him, whether we are at home in the body or away from it. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each of us may receive what is due us for the things done while in the body, whether good or bad. Let's pray. So often, Father, we're frozen by uncertainty and fear. We pray that you'll guide our steps in the way you would have us to go, trusting you for your good will to be done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.